And we're going to return and take phone calls, and I suspect most of them will be for Seth. Mark Allen Frost with us, too. He channels him. So we'll get to your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you with Mark Allen Frost. Mark's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It is sethreturns.com for you. Several of his books include The Reality Creator's Handbook, Seth on Death and the Afterlife. His latest is The Visionary Chronicles as well. And tell us a little bit, Mark, before we go to calls, exactly what is The Visionary Chronicles all about?
The Visionary Chronicles is Seth's attempt to turn me into a good student and to...
Oh, really? Did he succeed?
No, he didn't succeed. Well, in the end, I think it was a success because after months and months of being sort of in my ego and not wanting to be taught, I did begin to take the advice. Like a lot of people, I have issues around being told what to do. The old adage, I enjoy learning, but I don't like to be taught, applies to me. And so it was rough because what we were talking about basically are my issues, the reason I'm on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is about not being in the ego, but coming from the heart center, being loving, enjoying the sweetness of life. So I have issues, and Seth was trying to teach me how to resolve those issues. And essentially, the idea is to learn your lessons while you can, while you're in the body, because once you're on the deathbed, it's too late. And you may be required to go back into another body and learn those lessons that you avoided.
Well, that's pretty fascinating. And if something were happening, like an asteroid was coming our way, would Seth intervene with you and say, you got to tell them this right now, right now? Or would they say nothing?
Oh, I think he would. Well, actually, there is this non-interference treaty that... these non-physical beings have with us, the master, the ascended masters, and so on.
But warning us and getting involved are two different things, right?
Exactly. I think if there was an asteroid about ready to hit, that he would help us prepare ourselves for that end. That's about all you can do, really. He's not really a prophet of doom and gloom. His thing is a...
He's truth, whatever the truth might be.
Well, the truth essentially is that we create our own realities. Currently, we're creating realities of slavery. We're basically slaves. This awakening is going to change the collective reality because each individual who awakens to the truth and starts leading an exemplary life, according to the human virtues, let's say, changes that whole dynamic. So if millions of people do that, if millions of people wake up, if millions of people challenge authority and say, I am my own reality creator and I refuse to be a slave, it changes the whole dynamic. There will not be an Armageddon scenario. There will be a, and Seth talks about this in the forecast, that there's a utopian idea constructs just waiting to be manifested. And these, and here's the kicker. According to Seth, we are being guided, and this includes government officials, high government officials, by extraterrestrials. Seth calls them extra-dimensionals, but...
And that's so probably been going on for a long time.
That's been going on for a long time. And that they want the best for us because they have a stake in our culture and in humanity generally. So we have these benevolent beings on our side here.
Tell us, Mark, the procedure for our callers to talk to Seth, because I assume most of them probably want to. What's the best way to do this now?
Well, I would just say maybe you can screen the calls and see if they want to talk to Seth. Or maybe we could just do everything with Seth.
And the questions, do you want them of personal nature? You know, what if they want to know about their Aunt Edna or more, you know?
Well, you know what happens with personal questions? Seth will give the truth, and often the truth hurts.
Okay.
So the caller...
It's up to them, though?
The caller will usually say, oh, well, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize what sense it makes until a couple of weeks later when they say, oh, that's what he meant.
Bingo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take some calls. Mark Allen Frost with us, but he's channeling Seth. And let's see how this takes us. Let's go to Monica in Oregon to get us started. Hi, Monica.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. Good to have you with us.
Great. Thank you so much, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Okay. I assume you want to ask Seth a question, right?
Well, to boil it down, sure, one. I also am open to channel. I'm not sure quite the question, per se. I do channel someone who's with me. In fact, I could bring them out. I actually seek feedback is my thing.
You want feedback from Seth?
Please.
With regards to?
I channel somebody named Nathan. I'm so nervous. I'm so sorry.
Do you want Seth to tell you who Mason is or was?
Is at this present moment.
Give me a little bit more. What do you want Seth to do?
I'm not sure. I was kind of put up to making the phone call.
By the person you're channeling?
No.
Oh
God, I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, Monica, and you can talk to Tom, and maybe Tom can help steer you a little bit into, you know, what you want to ask. Let's go next to Edward in Billings, Montana. Welcome to the program. Hi, Edward. Go ahead.
Hi, George. You got me pretty going with that telltale heart the other night. That was good.
Oh, you like that? Thanks.
Yeah. That was good. I'm over here, and I'm trying to do the Lord's work in whatever ways I can, but it's
good for you.
The Lord's work doesn't usually pay very well.
Unfortunately, the devil's work probably pays more, but stay away from that.
Yeah, don't go into government.
Stay away from that. Anyways, question for Seth, probably?
Yeah, well, I'm looking to get into helping people through mediumship and alchemical healings and tarot and whatever way else I can help. I just haven't quite been able to do that yet.
Let's bring Seth in. Any advice for him, Seth?
So here's the process. You're on a path. You're waiting for what I call your collective soul family members, essentially. Your people, your tribe. When you have something to provide, when you have a system, you are a gifted, sensitive. So you put out your shingle. You tell people you have this system that has your name on it. What are you really doing? You're communing with the divine. And the way the divine manifests through you is in a very particular way, according to your personality, according to your soul identity. So it will have a unique expression that will be attractive to your people. They recognize you. When you have something to say, they recognize you energetically. They resonate with you. They connect with you. They sense you on what I call the telepathic network. They are drawn to you, and they find you, in a sense, when you have something to provide. Let me say, when you have enough to provide. When you have a high energy construct, a divine message that will help people awaken, that will help people to heal themselves, that type of thing. You're in it. You're on track.
All right, Edward. I hope that helps you. All right, very good. Seth, I'm going to ask you a question. I had a guest on before Mark came on, and we were talking about how we thought this existence started. We don't agree in the Big Bang Theory, and the guest believes that the universe was always here. I still find that to be an unacceptable answer. I don't understand or comprehend how something could always be here. Can you help us a little bit? How did this all start?
How did this all start?
This universe. How did this happen?
Well, let's call it all that is. Is the primary word here. It is. It is and always was. Now, it gets confusing and debatable when you find yourself in a linear time construct. The third dimension is a linear time construct. So you think you're experiencing one moment after another moment, and that you age, and that you make your transition and die forever. In fact, all that you have in reality is this current moment, this current eternal moment. We call it the moment point in my books. In my theory, the universe is, always was, and always will be. All that is persists. When you can comprehend that and embody that, you begin to relax somewhat.
Let's go back to Monica in Oregon. Tom tells me she's ready with a question. Hi, Monica.
Hi. Thank you for putting up with me.
Of course.
I got earlier.
Sure thing.
Okay. Thank you, George. So the question at hand is the person with me that I channel real or not?
And it's supposed to be Mason. Seth,
Mason?
What do you think? Is that his name, Mason?
No, Nathan.
Oh, Nathan. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Seth, what do you think?
What do I think? Well, what I'm seeing is that this is a construct. This is a personality fragment from a human who lived, but it's not the whole personality. There is wisdom here. This personality is midway between fourth dimensional reality, what we call the home dimension, and the third dimension, the one you're in. In the middle, and can provide information about ancestors, the dearly departed, and so on. Is the information valid? I would say it's quite valid. It's always tainted, however, by personal biases, your personal biases.
Can you always believe the information, Seth, that comes from these entities?
No. The way it's done, I think, is to trust, because you have to trust these guides, but validate with your own experience, with your own intellect. And it's a tricky path to trod, I think, because the intellect will try to take you too far in one direction so that you become cynical and distrust it. So it's a fine balance between believing the non-physical beings and conjuring or creating them.
But you would say she should trust this Nathan entity?
Yes, not entirely. Your personal biases can corrupt the information. So what you need to do, I think, is to stabilize your trance in the sense of practicing maintaining a deep level of trance for minutes, hours, you say?
Monica, does that help you?
Hello?
Does that help you?
Yeah, I mean, that is spot on. That describes Nathan, and that is perfect. That is just absolutely spot on. Is it okay if he comes out? Is it okay if I channel him for a moment?
You want to? Sure. Should I ask him a question, or does he have just something to say?
I don't know. Right. Yeah, he says ask him a question. Okay, just a moment, please.
All right. We'll do that.
George, can you hear me now?
I do. Nathan?
Yes.
And can I ask you a question?
Please.
Nathan, how are we going to do as a world in 2020?
As I told Monica, it's going to be a very trying year for humanity. There's going to be a lot of corruption. However, though, as Monica, come on now, stay with me here now. There's going to be overthrowing of, say, negative leaders, things like that. But Monica's very nervous. Please excuse us. You guys have got to maintain your personal balances within yourselves and your lives at hand. Therefore, then you guys are correct in your thoughts.
Well, we're going to do all we can, Nathan, to get the truth out constantly. And I would assume, Mark, back to you, I would assume that these entities seem to be coming out in record numbers to try to contact us. Is that a pretty good assumption?
Well, yeah. Actually, yes, we talked about that some years ago in Love Being, one of our books, in which Seth, he got together some of our clients from around the world, four or five clients, and taught them how to sort of consciously create their lives according to some of his techniques and so on. And so he wrote a book about it. And in that book, he talks about the new consciousness that's developing. It's really hot currently.
It sure is, and you can feel it. Stay with us for a second, Mark. We're going to come back. We'll channel Seth again with the rest of the callers from South Carolina, California, Toronto, New York, and so many other spots in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Ian Punnett will be handling the show tomorrow while I'm on assignment. But I'll be right back on Monday, and we've got a great series of shows for you. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Mark Allen Frost, of course, and his latest work is called The Visionary Chronicles. We will go to your calls where many of you, of course, want to chat with Seth, channeling through Mark. Mark, the book Visionary Chronicles, people, you said it's a Kindle book?
No, it's a PDF.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can read them on your Kindle. You can read them on telephone.
Any readers you have. Okay, great.
Exactly.
And they can get that through your website, SethReturns.com?
Yeah, $3.
Does Seth ever give you feedback after he's talked to you or after you've been channeled with him?
Yes, he does. He often does. He's interested in getting his messages translated into the written word precisely. So he'll often tell me, well, that's not really what I meant there. Let's do that again. So I connect and we channel that bit again, and he makes himself known. Usually what he does is he says, okay, I'm going to bring you a little bit deeper for this so we can get clarity. And then he does. It's weird, though, because when he takes me deeper, I don't remember a thing about what happened. But afterwards, I read the material, and he's right. It's more clear and profound.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I knew it was going to be my turn, but listen, this show with Mark and Carol is knocking me dead, George. I mean this. I've got.
Well, good. We'll channel you the next time then.
Matter of fact, I told Tommy if y'all come to Asheville, I want to be on the panel, and I want to Joshua P. Warren and George Knapp, Ian Punnett, Linda Moulton Howe, and me. I want to be on the stage with you and Tommy.
You're making Tommy's job easier.
I know it, sure. But listen here, I was laughing. I have got some advice for Mark. If from now on, when George Norrie asked you, how long have you been married? Don't turn to Carol and say, hey, honey, how long have we been married?
I got to be honest. That's just the way I am. I'm learning to be honest.
Yes, I know it, but that won't get you any loving late at night.
Well, I don't know about that.
But good for you. Way to go, Mark. But listen, I've only got 30 seconds to talk. I have a Seth, but he lives in my head and my heart and my soul, and this is not egotistical, but I call my Seth Barry. I call him by my own name. And I spend about 15 hours a day lying in my bed doing nothing but thinking, watching TV, Ancient Aliens, and listening to the radio, and I ask myself lots of questions. So anyway, that's my comment, and tell Seth hello for me, Mark, and George, thanks again for having me on, and see you, Tommy.
All right, Barry, be well. Well, okay. Nice little comment. How does Seth react to something like that, huh? The guy channels himself.
He channels himself. Well, in the end, that's what it is. I often think of Seth as a future me. He's speaking to us from the future.
Let's go to Penelope in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program. Hi, Penelope.
Oh, hi, George. How are you?
Okay, great. Good to have you with us.
And hi, Mark.
Hi, Penelope.
Hi. I can't believe I got through. I have two questions. One is more personal. Like, I would be interested to know if there's any information or insight Seth could give me about my life, because it's been very strange. It's been very weird, and and a lot of misfortune in my family. And it's interesting because my mom actually used to read. She read all the Seth Jane Roberts books, mm-hmm. like 40 years ago. She was really into all that stuff, and she's since passed. But just had a lot of hardships, and like we all worked hard. I worked hard. It just seemed to have a lot of counterforce, like being like undermined, and like it just seems like the word, like that luck that's so bad it doesn't make sense, and like we all wanted to do good things in the world, my mom, me, and my dad, and I'm just wondering if there's any insight to that, and if there's any like clearing up of something, and what I could do to make that clear up. Or what, if there's a reason for all of it, because it doesn't seem, to me, it seems like it's just all been a big sort of a mess and unfortunate. So that's a personal question I have. But then I also wanted to ask a more general, just about manifesting and like, you know.
Well, let's take the first one first. Seth, see if you can help her out about herself.
Let me put it this way. You're in a situation of learning very difficult lessons. If you are familiar with the system, the laws of karma, as they are stated, it's very similar. You come from a star system, essentially. You come into a human body. That is a big transformation. So you are learning difficult lessons this time. Sometimes when you come into the reincarnational journey, you will have a pleasant life, one in which you're spoiled, let's say. So to you, in the midst of what we call negative realities in the books, I say, you are living an exemplary life. You are struggling with integrity. That is what you might call the basic idea here. Now, the thing is to keep a loving understanding of your situation so that you can look at yourself and have compassion for your own struggles, so that you can look on your family and friends as they are engaged in similar struggles and have compassion and love for them.
Let's see if that helps you. Penelope, does that help a little bit?
Oh, I guess so. I mean, I kind of know that perspective. It does. I wonder.
It kind of reinforces it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I had so much I wanted to do that was positive, and so did my parents, and it just all got sabotaged or thwarted, and it just seems like very strange and unfortunate, like not just for us, but for what we might have done of benefit, and I won't get into details. And then, you know, my other question, which maybe all the listeners could relate to, is just the whole manifesting thing, because it just, like, even if you speak biblically, I mean, in one way, the Bible says that you have to, God has a plan and his will is done. And then at the same time, the Bible also says, you know, if you believe you receive it, you will receive it. So it seems to me like contradicting messages, because on one hand, it says, you know, we have, God's will is what's done, not ours. And then it also says, but you can manifest whatever you want if you have enough faith about it. So, I mean...
All right, well, let's ask Seth before we run out of time here. Seth, manifestation.
I would say that it is a paradox. You're in the paradox. Now, the way that you can extricate yourself and be above the paradox is to consider the thought content within your consciousness. You have expressed several minutes of negative realities and your victimhood. And so I would say, look at those thoughts that create that perception. They are thoughts that degrade you and that keep you in struggle. Now, earlier I said it's important to have compassion for yourself and to forgive yourself, regardless of what negative realities you experience that day. At the end of the day, you said, I did a good job. I'm going to survive this, and tomorrow is another day. I think you can tune up these thoughts of yours and rise above the paradox.
Let's go to Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Seth. With the proliferation of computers and artificial intelligence, such as what baseball empires may be becoming robots, what professions do you see affected and in what ways?
Interesting question. All right, go ahead, Seth.
What professions? As you know, the advent of computers replicates the nervous system of humans. It becomes an exteriorization of humanity that you then perceive and say, oh, this is my computer. And this is what I'm doing with it, and I'm communicating with people on the other side of the world. It becomes mundane. Look at what you're doing and what you were doing some years ago when you did not have computers. And you'll see what I mean about there's no worry about professions in the future. You are on the cusp of an awakening that will transform everything. It may come in the blink of an eye. It may come in a few months' time. It won't come for all people, but it will come for the great majority of people. So I would ask you to do what you love to do, and things will work out, I think.
Let's go to Beth in Fresno, California. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Go ahead, hon.
Hi, George. Hi, Mark, and hi, Seth. My question is for Seth, and I would like to ask him, what does my financial future look like for the year 2020 and beyond? And one more thing, which one of his books would he recommend for me?
Okay, go for those. A couple minutes left. Her financial situation and books for her. Let's do the books first.
The book is Thought Reality, our third book, and it teaches you how to follow your thoughts and how to, more importantly, change your thoughts in mid-thought so that you fine-tune these thoughts, as I suggested our previous caller do. It is how you manifest. It is how you change a negative reality into a positive reality.
Okay, and her financial situation for next year?
It depends. Let's suppose that you get my book, Thought Reality. We have a little program in that book we call Spiritual Prosperity. If you can approach the accumulation of what you need and desire as a spiritual process, you will be successful. If you think of it as a matter of chance, you won't be that successful. If you think of it as your end result of your life, it will come at the end of your life. So you learn how to watch your thoughts and direct them to get what you want, essentially. You will be quite successful if you do that.
I have a question for you, Seth. How long will you continue to pass on information to us about our lives and our planet and everything else? How long?
Well, you have a limited view. As we discussed earlier, you're in a linear time construct. I am already giving advice to humans thousands of years in your future. So your physical Earth will exist thousands of years in the future.
And your website again, Mark Allen Frost, if you'd pass that on to everybody.
Okay. This is Mark. That would be SethReturns.com.
Is it ever exhausting for you, Mark, to go in and out of this mode?
It's disorienting.
I mean, it broke down Edgar Casey, so you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm interested in listening to that program. Yeah, I do. In the early days, it did give me some health problems, but I've corrected my behavior since then.
Super. Mark, thanks for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, George, and thanks for your comments with my wife. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. The books he's got, everything is at his website, SethReturns.com. So just keep your dial right here where you can get coast to coast, because we've got some great programs for you. And don't forget our live Christmas Eve and Christmas Night, New Year's Eve and New Year's Night shows. For Michael Cosio, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.